We're talking about tools that involve analyzing DNA and giving recommendations based on that, providing risks and giving recommendations, and the same goes for labs and environmental kind of risks.
Welcome to Exploring Mind and Body with Drew Tadia. Drew is an expert in nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. And he wants to help you live a healthier, longer, and more active life. Now here's your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. We're coming at you with a brand new show. We appreciate whether you're listening on terrestrial radio across the country or as a podcast around the world. We certainly wouldn't be here without you. So stick around. We got all that coming up.
This is Exploring Mind and Body. Naturally improve your lifestyle one show at a time with your host, Drew Tadia.
Welcome to another edition of Nationally Syndicated Exploring Mind and Body. We have Joe with us here online right now. You heard about him in the introduction. So without further ado, welcome to the show, Joe.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for having me.
It is my pleasure. We're super excited to have you on. We got lots to talk about. Let's jump into it. Tell us, our audience, who you are and what you do.
So my name is Joe Cohen. I grew up with a lot of health issues. And I went to a lot of doctors. I had, you know, brain fog, fatigue, anxiety, insomnia, just a whole host of like, you know, issues from chronic inflammation. And I wasn't able to solve my problems within, you know, the conventional medical system or even the alternative medical system. So that's where I figured that I really needed to understand how my body worked. And so I went on a long journey, really just doing research about how people were different, you know, and that led me to genetics and lab tests and, personalized healthcare, really, you know, just, learning about how we're different, how things can affect one another differently. And from that, what is the best approach for my body, for my environment, for my individual biology, my blueprint. And so, that's where I ran into DNA and lab tests and precision health, like I mentioned. And I was, you know, through that journey, I was able to actually get rid of all my health issues with that approach. You know, this precision health approach where I you know, did these kinds of deep dives. The next stage of my progression, once I solved my issues, was to help other people solve theirs. Right? Whatever it was, it doesn't have to be my issues. It could be anyone's issues. And I saw the power of personalized health and I said, this is what I want to do with my life. I want to, you know, create tools that make it easy for individuals to get precision healthcare. And so that's what I did. When I got better, the first thing I did was I started a website called Self Hacked, which gave a bunch of, it was very rich in content. And, and it was a lot of the content was focused on like, who can this supplement benefit? How are we different biochemically? I discussed various genes and lab tests and things like that. But the next progression was, well, you know, there's a lot of content on here, but people don't have time to read 1500 really in-depth articles, right? And so I said, okay, well, the future has to be that individuals are going to, you know, have some kind of, you know, precision health where, you know, they give their DNA, their lab tests, and then, you know, maybe their symptoms and some other information, and they get precisely what they need to know, what is most relevant for them to know, rather than needing to read through, you know, who knows how many articles.
I'm curious to know what your issues were. Like you said, you were able to cure yourself. Well, what did you have? And then how were you able to help yourself?
Well, I didn't have any diagnosable disease per se. I just had a lot of things that were suboptimal and were pre-disease states. So I had a lot of inflammation. What I think happened was, I had some undiagnosed autoimmune condition of the hypothalamus. That's my theory that And that inflammation would often stem from the gut as well. But I had like a lot of gut issues, and a lot of the issues I had stemmed from the hypothalamus as well, which is a very critical part of the brain. Now, regardless of exactly what the, you know, where in the body the issue was, the, you know, the biochemical similarities between my issues and a lot of other people's issues with autoimmune issues or other kinds of issues, you know, there were similarities, and you know, I wouldn't necessarily put it together just with like which part of the organ it is. It's more like what systems in the body is causing the body to malfunction, and then it usually attaches to a certain part of the body that's maybe weak in some way. But the main issue was, you know, was inflammation. It was some kind of autoimmune inflammation, and that was causing a whole host of other issues. And for me, the main source of the issues were diet, and there were a lot of other reasons as well, but one of them was food sensitivities and things like that.
Okay, so is that something that you worked on? You changed your diet up to help with your food sensitivities?
Yeah, for sure. So diet was a big one, but there was a lot of things, you know, there was a lot of things that I worked on besides diet that had an impact. And it wasn't so much that, you know, it's just sensitive to this food or whatnot, and that's that. It's kind of like, you know, if I adopted certain healthy behaviors, my food sensitivities would go down. And so my tolerance would wane for different, you know, foods based on the other things that I was doing as well. I would say, you know, the biggest cause was, you know, food for me. But, you know, I've dealt with, you know, thousands of people where, you know, most of them, I wouldn't say it was food necessarily, right? So it gets into this, you know, this topic where what the underlying cause for me is not the underlying cause for someone else. And so I think individuals really need to look at things in more precision healthcare type of way rather than, you know, just guesswork.
Yeah, for sure. It's a great point. I feel like if we could diagnose a little bit better or figure out what the issue was or the underlying issue, then we can come up with a better solution. So for you in particular, you started a website. So why did you think I can heal myself? Now I want to heal other people. Was that your mindset?
The mindset was that there weren't, I went through a very tedious process of healing myself. And, you know, to be honest, it's like one out of a million would go through the process that I did. It's a very, very, you know, you really need like a lot of different traits to kind of, it's just, there's a lot of things that come together to go through that whole process. It's very tedious. You know, required a lot of reading, and problem solving and, trial and error and experimentation. And I thought it was, you know, and it was clear to me that very few people are going to go through what I did, and it's not the most efficient either. So what I realized that the market needed were tools, precision health tools, that would allow people to do that very easily. And it was clear that nobody was really even working on these tools.
Okay, so what kind of tools? I'd be interested to know what kind of tools and then how you're able to develop them.
So we're talking about tools that involve analyzing DNA and giving recommendations based on that, providing risks and giving recommendations. And the same goes for labs and environmental kind of risks. So, I think that's like, those are the three types of things. And it's still clear today that nobody is really developing those tools besides us in a serious way. But in terms of like, you asked also, how did I develop them?
Yeah, I'd love to know.
So, what was very clear is that these things were a lot more complex than I anticipated, right? Even though I did it for myself, you know, you want it to be done I guess my self-healing process was a very hypothesis-driven approach, if you will. Meaning I developed a bunch of hypotheses. I didn't need to do, you know, I didn't need to do double blind placebo controlled trials to understand if something might work for me. I could put together a hundred different pieces of the puzzle and figure, okay, this has got a, 20% chance of working. Let me do a mega dose of it and see if it works. But that approach obviously doesn't work for the masses. So you really need something that is scalable, and that means that it needs to be evidence driven. And so it all needs to be extremely scientific if you're going to scale it. You can't, work on hypotheses on a population level. So we needed, the most critical thing was to bring together the proper team. And that turned out to be way more complex than one would imagine. It was very, very challenging to bring the right team together. For different reasons, there's a lot of different types of expertise that's required. It really requires, very smart people who, are paying attention, who have the necessary expertise and across a bunch of different domains. So you need scientists and even among scientists, you need five disciplines of scientists, MDs, just different types of people bringing them together. And then you also need very capable software developers, product managers, designers, UI, UX, and also marketing as well, because you have to also explain to people what it is you're doing. It's a very new field, right? It's not something that you could just make a 30-second video and just say, hey, look at this, right? People want to understand what is this? What's going on? What are you doing exactly? And since it's complex, it takes time to explain it. So I think, it does require across the executives need to really be very smart, because they need to understand what's going on too and how the different pieces of the puzzle go together. And so it's a very, basically you got to bring together the right team and then you have to build the right product.
Okay, so tell us what this does specifically. So I got access. I think as your publicist, could give me a chance to log in and check out some of the back area. What are we looking for? Or tell us what this specifically does once we log in.
So what it does is you get about 50 reports, and every day there's more reports, and they generate automatically for you. And what happens is that the topics that are higher risk, you have kind of this diagram of the body. So the ideal flow is you could either do your genetics, or you could do your genetics and lab tests. And we're also introducing sometime in January, we'll be introducing the environmental risks as well. So it's going to be the full loop of a questionnaire that is going to look at your environmental risks, the lab tests, and then the genetics. But what are we doing? When you upload all the data, or if you don't have your genetic data or lab tests, we also sell them. So you can buy them. But let's say, you either buy them, or let's say you don't have them, you upload them. You already have them, so you upload them. It generates a bunch of different reports on, wide range of topics, mood, anxiety, just cardiovascular health, blood sugar, blood pressure, sleep. There's a very wide range of topics that it generates reports on, and you can see where your genetic weaknesses are. So it will bring up your weaknesses. And there's a diagram of the body, and it shows you where your weaknesses are in the body, based on your genetics and also based on your lab tests. So for me, it was very clear that there was a very strong tendency to, mental health and brain health was a very weak point with me. And I think that's very true, right? I did suffer from, high levels of anxiety and cognitive problems and mood issues. And so that showed that there was a very high level of risk there. And then it also showed from my lab tests that I had risk factors for cardiovascular issues. And I was aware of this because I know what I'm doing, but, you know, it's also easier to look at a diagram and see what's going on. And so for me, it showed, you know, different markers. And, you know, and it turns out that my family has a very high risk of cardiovascular disease, just, you know, based on what my, you know, grandparents died from, things like that. And then there's also environmental risks that allow you to see risks in a different way. You can't see that right now, but that's also going to be quite interesting. And so you have like a bunch of different perspectives about where you can see your risk. And the labs are telling you, like, you know, the labs are not great at telling you mental health stuff. There's just not that many labs related to that, but it's better at telling you cardiovascular disease risk, right? Whereas genetics can tell you, you know, can tell you anything. Like the breadth of topics is very wide, so it can really, you know, tell you quite a lot of things. But, you know, the important thing is you could see, so if you're looking at that body diagram, you could see where it's showing flags and you can click on it and you could see what levels of risk there are. So when it comes to the brain stuff, you know, we're talking about like, there was like five different risks that I had that were related to the brain. And we're talking about like I was in the 80th percentile. So normally in genetics, if you're in the top 80th percentile, meaning the top 20% of risk, that's when it starts to be more significant, if you will, right? And so I could like, let's say, you know, it says cardiovascular, there's 9 potential issues. Brain, there's 7 potential issues. And by the way, immune function is 5, inflammation is 5, and I would say that those are, you know, cardiovascular is a little more silent, but brain, immune function, inflammation were definitely big topics of mine that were problematic. And so if we look at my, I just pulled up my brain things, and there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things that I'm in the 80th percentile for, and then I have, you know, 2 things that I'm in like the 75th, but it says fatigue, brain fog, stress, attention, anxiety, mood, and PTSD. And if you look at the other areas, it's just not as much. But with the cardiovascular, there's a bit there in terms of the genetic risk. There is 2 genetic risks, blood pressure and might be a little funny, but sexual dysfunction, because that has a lot to do with cardiovascular system. But, from the labs, I have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 suboptimal labs related to cardiovascular. It's just, and then obviously it's not just, you know, bring them up. You click on a report. Each of these topics has a very, you know, very in-depth report that you can look at exactly your risk information and also what recommendations you can do to, lower your risk, you know, and be healthier, live longer, you know, think better, feel better, be in a better mood, things like that.
Okay, so how are you getting the data into these charts?
Into the diagram and like, let's say on the dashboard?
Yeah.
Well, they're coming from all the reports that we do. So each report is quite a big task. There's like 10 to 15 people that work. I mean, there's a larger team. Everybody's in some way working on them, right? And so there's like 35 people either directly or indirectly working on these reports, different aspects of them. And, you know, we release about 8 a month. Now, I mean, it took us a while to build the system, but now that the system is built, you know, we have like an assembly line of like cranking them out.
Okay, but, so is that general information for these specific areas? I mean, like you were talking about.
So these are genetics. These are based on genetics.
Okay.
And lab tests. So you upload your lab tests, you upload your genetics, or, you know, you get them, you purchase them. And then it tells you what, you know, where your risks are. And then you just look at how do you, reduce your risk? What are the types of, steps you can take to be healthier and lower the risk of different issues.
Okay, so walk me. I don't really know much about that in layman's terms. How would I go and get my tests to get them uploaded?
So you just you order a test on selfdecode.com, and it goes to your house. You spit in the tube, send it back with a prepaid shipping label, and then 4 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks later, you get your result.
Okay. Well, that seems pretty simple.
Yeah. It just automatically gets uploaded to the site. If you have it from a different site, then you just download it and upload it.
Okay.
You got to download it from whatever site you got it from, and you got to upload it. It's a little, you know, it's not as seamless, but, you know, but, and then after that, there's a huge process that it goes through. So the first stage is like a whole file processing, you know, thing that needs, you know, it's like a very, technical bioinformatics journey that it goes on. But then the next stage is the, we use AI and machine learning to actually, so let's say the kit costs about $100, $99, right? But you get about 700,000 variants from it, right? But through AI and machine learning, we could actually figure out like 100 million, 300 million variants based on, you know, prediction models of, you know, if you have these variants, then you're also likely to have these other variants. And so it turns into quite a significant piece of data. You know, you're getting like 300 million data points. You know, and then it goes through, then we have to calculate your ancestry because every ethnicity, has different risks. So the risk for one ethnicity doesn't necessarily translate completely to another. So we have to figure that out. And then, you know, the algorithm constantly has to go through updates. So it's a very big data problem. There's a lot of AI machine learning. There's a lot of, you know, a lot of things that go into it. And then we have a research team that looks at variants and which variants, you know, which recommendations are better for which variants for a given topic, right? And so this kind of like looking at the gene lifestyle, gene supplement connections. And what those do is they kind of change the order in which recommendations are given. So there's a research team that looks through, you know, hundreds and hundreds of science articles from PubMed, and they look at what are all the recommendations out there, like literally looking through every paper out there. What are all the natural health recommendations for a given topic? Let's say, you know, mood or anxiety, right? And so then we come up with a list. We look at each paper. There's probably like at the end of it is like about 300 papers that we read the full paper, the science team, and they look at what's the impact, what's the evidence of each thing. We have a, you know, we have a system that it goes by. And so each recommendation is carefully ranked. And then, you know, there's an algorithm that changes the ranking based on your genetics. And so then an individual gets a score, a risk score, and they get a list of recommendations. That's what comes out. But as you see, there's like a team working on each part of that process that I just listed, which gets into a lot of people, right? It's, there's 85 people working for the company.
Wow.
And it's very heavy on the, R&D side of things. So there's a lot of science. A lot of different types of expertise that we have going into it. And with the labs is there's, you know, there's also quite a rigorous process where we have to, through each lab we go through, you know, you have to be very, very keen with the lab stuff because a lot of labs are correlative, but they're not causative. And so you have to be able to read the papers in a certain way and, you know, apply certain models to it to see if the labs are causative or not. And most of them are not actually, right? Maybe only 10% are. And the ones that are that, you know, there's a bit of, differences. But in any case, with the labs over the years, I've been doing a lot of research on those, each individual lab. What is the optimal range? What are some ways that people can optimize each lab? And so the labs also have recommendations. And so it's not just, you know, one small thing. It's a very, in-depth process that many, many people are working on. And, you know, anyone who works for the company has to go through like 3 hours of really intense cognitive testing.
Okay, we don't have too much time left here. Yeah. Joe, just a quick question. If you could just tell us a few results that you've found, and then we're going to have to wrap things up here.
Okay, so going through, for me personally, I assume you want to know. So it was very clear based on different reports. I got recommendations that I for the mood reports, the anxiety, things like that, I got 5-HTP, which turned out to be extremely useful. And I tried it before, but I didn't really give it enough of a shot. And then when I got it in my report, it actually was really good. There's two different types of benefits. One is predicting preventing, knowing what you should prevent or what you're at risk for. And then the other is taking action. And, for that, I learned a lot of different tips about things I can do to overcome. So some of the things I learned just by, diving deep on my own. And then some of the things I learned actually after we launched the software, and I was like, huh, that's interesting. And so I've been, 5-HTP is a good example. Serotonin pathways in general of mine are quite weak, and 5-HTP helps strengthen that, increases serotonin in the brain. So that's just like an example. Cannabinoid system was also weak. So, you could see which kind of genes are increasing risk for something. It tells you in the recommendations, this is recommended because this gene, you have this gene for this, and that's why this recommendation would better suit you.
All right. Is there anything that we missed that you want to mention before we wrap things up here?
I think that's pretty much it from my side.
Okay,
I think precision healthcare is going to make its way into the healthcare system. And one of the things we're doing to accelerate that is we're not just selling direct to consumer, we're also selling to doctors and other businesses the ability to get into precision healthcare. And, we want it to really get out there in a big way.
Okay, that's fantastic. Can you let us know about your website and how people can reach you, or if they're more interested in more details?
Yeah, they can visit selfdecode.com, and that's selfdecode, selfdecode.com. And they can learn more information there. They can upload lab tests, genetics, and, there's a lot of stuff to do.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Thank you so much for taking the time with us and sharing your story with us, your expertise. I think it sounds like you guys are doing some fantastic work. So we wish you all the best and keep at it.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
All right. My pleasure. All right. That's going to wrap things up for this edition of Exploring Mind and Body. Once again, thank you so much for being here. Thank you for tuning in and being a part of our True Form Life community. You can always find us on facebook.com/True Form Life. We post up there a couple times a day on our story. We're always trying to bring you more content around living a healthy lifestyle, whether that be nutrition, fitness, lifestyle, and more. We also have free challenges that we do at least once a month. So if you follow us along there, you'll be able to join maybe a plank challenge or a squat challenge, Tabata challenge, whatever it may be. We'd love to have you join us. We're also on instagram.com/DrewTadia. Again, we're posting up there a couple times a day along with our story, all dedicated to keeping you fit and healthy and on track. Our main website is trueformlife.com. If you want to check out some of our products, some of our services, or if you just want some great content from videos to blog posts and recipes and more, we got all that at trueformlife.com. Once again, thank you so much for being here. That's it. That's all I got. I'm out of here. As always, I'm your host, Drew Tadia, in health and fitness for a better world. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Exploring Mind and Body with Trueform Life's Drew Tadia, fitness expert. To find out more about the show, Drew Tadia, or to listen to past shows, visit exploringmindandbody.com.